Today on State of the World, how does Israel's military investigate itself? Thanks for listening to State of the World from NPR. We bring you the day's most vital international stories up close where they're happening. I'm Greg Dixon. The United Nations International Criminal Court is said to be investigating Israeli military actions in Gaza. Israel's government has strongly rejected the idea that the International Court could prosecute Israelis for war crimes. But is the Israeli military itself properly investigating soldiers accused of violating their standards of wartime conduct? Many say no, including an Israeli human rights group that once assisted in such investigations. NPR's Rob Schmitz looks at how Israel's military polices its own. And heads up, you'll hear gunfire in this story.
On April 14th, thousands of Gazans, mostly women and children, walked from southern Gaza to the northern part of the Strip after a rumor spread that Israel's military would allow women, children, and old men safe passage. But it was just a rumor. Israeli soldiers fired on the crowds as they approached a checkpoint, killing five people and injuring nearly two dozen, according to an emergency worker and reporters who were there. After the event, Israel's military said the incident was, quote, under review. But what does that mean?
In general, not every incident and not every complaint are being investigated in a criminal manner.
Ziv Stahl is executive director of Yesh Din, an Israeli organization that offers legal protection to Palestinians. She says when Israel's military is accused of violating its own or international rules of conduct, an internal agency known as the Military Advocate General oversees the process. The agency begins by having its lawyers interview the soldiers involved in the incident. Interviews, says Stahl, that are confidential.
So the army provides them with privilege and the promise that this will not be open material for the criminal investigation if opened. So soldiers can talk freely about what happened.
And that's where the problem starts, says Stahl.
The second thing is that it allows testimonies to be coordinated because soldiers are exposed to what others said. The other thing is that there is no evidence collection at that point in regards to the criminal offense, if there was one. So the orientation is more operational sometimes than criminal.
But the biggest problem with this first phase of internal investigations within Israel's military is how long it can take, says Stahl. Often more than a year, sometimes much longer.
So by the time there might be a decision to open an investigation, memory is not that good, evidence are not there.
Additionally, the alleged victims in these investigations are often not interviewed until late in the process, says Israeli legal experts Madar Ben-Natan. Ben-Natan, who teaches at the University of Washington, spoke to NPR from her car.
Testimony of the victim many times is the first thing we think about as opening an investigation. And here, it's kind of the other way around. They typically first hear what the military forces have to say and only then get access to some of the victim's testimony.
Ben-Natan says from a legal perspective, when you add up all these elements from how Israel's military conducts investigations into its own conduct, it's hard not to reach one conclusion.
I think that experience has shown for many, many years by now that many of these investigations are not fair investigations.
In a response to a list of questions from NPR, Israel's military sent a statement which read that Israel's military, quote, operates according to the law. It went on to say that each complaint, quote, is examined on its merits, including a thorough investigation if necessary. But data from Israel's military at the end of 2022, reviewed by NPR, shows that complaints filed with the military rarely lead anywhere. Among the 1,260 complaints regarding Israeli soldiers harming Palestinians and their property between 2017 and 2021, only 11 resulted in indictments. That's less than 1% of all complaints. Despite this record, the Israeli human rights group B'Tselem was one of many that would work with Israel's military to collect evidence in its investigations, says spokesperson Sarat Micheli.
We would reach out to witnesses. We would refer the witnesses to the military police. My colleagues would spend hours coordinating meetings between witnesses and the military police for them to have their testimony taken. Sometimes we would take evidence and refer it.
After years of helping Israel's military with its investigations, though, B'Tselem came to a sober conclusion.
We did that for many years and ultimately reached the conclusion that it was pointless, that regardless of what we did, there was always the same result, no accountability.
Michali says B'Tselem stopped referring cases to Israel's military altogether.
Continuing to refer cases to the Israeli investigative bodies is not only counterproductive because it does not obtain any real accountability, but it actually gives the veneer of a functioning system.
Michali says her organization did not want to add legitimacy to a system that, in their minds, is not working properly. B'Tselem says Michali continues to collect evidence when Israeli soldiers kill or injure Palestinians, but instead of referring it to Israel's military, it now publicizes it on social media and through the free press. Michali says there is another way to seek justice, though.
If the Israeli security forces' investigative mechanisms fail to operate in a way that adheres to international standards, there are international mechanisms.
Michali says the United Nations International Criminal Court, or ICC, should step in and investigate Israel's large-scale violations. In fact, there is evidence that the ICC is investigating Israel's military campaign in Gaza, and in recent weeks, Israeli officials are increasingly concerned that the body will issue arrest warrants for Israeli military and political leaders.
The sad and very unfortunate truth is that there are no real functioning, honest, decent mechanisms to hold Israeli perpetrators accountable. If we continue to function in a way that legitimizes the internal Israeli mechanisms, we're doing a disservice both to victims and their families and also to the broad goal of protecting human rights.
While the ICC has not confirmed action against Israel's leadership, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called the prospect of arrest warrants for him and other Israeli leaders a, quote, outrage of historic proportions. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
That's the State of the World from NPR. For more coverage of all sides of this conflict, go to npr.org/Mideast Updates. Thanks for listening.